I hope this turned over all right. I didn't get to test that other side, but I'll test it when I run it, when I listen to this. The I sent you some mail, letters that came in. I got a big stack of letters from Pam. And as I told you in the letter, Maury and Maureen bought our car for $650. And they, Al took the money down and put it in the bank. Good for old Al. And they just love the house, and everything is doing all right. Al does the writing. I guess Pam won't write like you. He'll have to do the writing. But anyway, I got a letter from Charlie Cox, and he said, boy, there ain't much to do with that house but bulldoze it down. He said, I don't know how we're going to sell it, Carl. And he said, Uncle Bob is going to try and write to you and see what he can do to see what he can recommend to do. So I'm waiting for Bob's letter before I send Charlie any money. Charlie said that it don't look like there's anything he can do. I don't know what to do, but he said hang on to it is the best thing you can do since it's making money, but you're just not going to get what you're asking out of it. And I guess he's right. So I'll tell Lou when I write him the first time that there's not much we can do with that place, so we'll just hang on to it and keep it rented, I guess. So much for that. I got a letter from the fellow in Fort Collins, and he said they're still working on the place, on the house for selling the duplex, but the deal I wanted to get into, they still got that working. It hasn't materialized yet, so they will think about that pretty soon. I guess my best bet is to get in with somebody like Charlie Rhodes and in investment, let him help us make money. I hope he'll do that. Now, my room, as I was telling you about it, I've got a big clothes hamper locker that can hang my clothes up and put my clothes in, and I've got a one chest of drawers with about three big drawers and two small ones on the top. I've got a nice writing desk, and I've got a little end table that I set my tape machine on and sit here in my easy chair and read and listen to the music and talk to my baby. This is very nice. I kind of enjoy this, and it's just too bad that you can't be down here with me. This is a little town. Everything would be lovely if I just had my honey with me all the time. But I think it's going to pass pretty fast when I get going and I get to working along with everyone. I'm sure that I'm going to get along fine with the boss when he gets in. At least I've got a good feeling that I will. And I might just get along marvelously. But I'm really happy that I got to play tennis, and there's two or three guys that play, and I'll be able to get a workout at noon. I got a little workout. It rained when I was gone quite a bit, and there was some grass by the side of this tennis court, and there was about 3 inches of water in there, and a ball went in there, and I went charging in after it and I slipped, feet slipped right out from under me, and I fell in that grass and that about 3 inches of water and got soaking wet. And that was funny. Well, I got my glasses from the military, and Pam said that the glasses that you ordered at the place downtown, Parker, whoever it is, down there in Boulder, is going to, they were ready, and she was going to send them. And Al said that they should be coming about the same time. So these glasses I got from the military are real nice, and they're bigger, and I've got them shaped to fit my head, and they're right comfortable. Well, I'm sure that you're going to enjoy that letter from Lorraine. And we also got a thank you card from Mogi for, I suspect it was the death of her mother. Now, I was going to send that, and when I got all through with my mail, I found that I had left it out of the envelope, and I'd already sealed it, so I'll send that to you a little later. Had four or five bills to pay, and the butcher and the telephone company and the mobile and so forth, but I guess I won't get any more of them. I got a bill from the Fort Collins Water Department, and I told them to send that bill to Rhodes up there at Rhodes Agency. So I think all our business is lining up pretty good, except for the fact that that crazy duplex in Boulder, I'm going to have to, that'll be the craziest house. He says all the doors are coming away, and Smoots is, as one of his doors, the front one, I guess, has been shaved down so much on one side that there's a big hole in it, a big crack. I mean, that makes me laugh. If it wasn't so sad, I don't know. Maybe I'll just have to let it go back to the owner, or the original, or to the bank who's carrying the note. Well, I sure took a rooking on that, I guess. But like those duplexes, you got to stay out of that cheap stuff. It just ain't no good. But I thought that was a good duplex for the buy, and I thought I was getting a buy when I got it. Well, sweetheart, this is getting short, and I'm going to tell you how much I love you again and tell you that everything is real fine, and I hope you're having as much fun as I am. And I'm not even acquainted yet down here, and I'm just having a ball. People are coming into me now, and military and everybody, and the job has a little more prestige down here because I'm the boss, and I don't have some major or some lieutenant colonel in the department. Our lieutenant colonels are the deputy, and but everything is fine, and gee, I love you very much, and I hope you have a good week coming up, and God bless you, and I don't know when I'm going to see you again. I guess it'll be the last of October sometime.